This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Your Q, where we are always celebrating, uplifting, and educating Douglas County and the surrounding areas. So glad to be back. Last week, I was gone. I did have the cold with the cough and the ick and the yuck, not COVID, but I just couldn't make it through a show. So hopefully today we'll make it through the show without too many sniffles or anything here. So bear with me and give me some grace. That's what I'm going to ask for today is grace, always. I am accompanied in the studio today by Mrs. Jordan Steele. And I have to tell everybody that my ears are always really plugged today. And so the staff was telling me that our guest today for the radio was here, but I couldn't hear them because my ears are so plugged. So when she came walking over and we came into the studio, I'm so pleasantly surprised because Jordan Steele, in my world for many years, was Jordan Quist before she got married. And her mom and I volunteered many years together with the Miss Douglas County program. So beautiful family, wonderful young lady. So welcome, Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so good to be here and yes, to see your face. It's been a long time. We do have some history together, so it's great to be back together. And
yeah, I was just so excited. I was like, wait. And she's like, well, you know me.
It's like, hard when you only see the top of somebody's head. You got to pull that mask down. Get the full face.
Yes, but I'm welcome. And we got to catch up a little bit before the show. So thrilled that you are here. And she's been here a while. But as we know, with COVID and not getting out, you don't see somebody sometimes, especially here. I thought you were like up in Portland or something. So, but excited to have you. And Jordan is the current athletics director for the Boys and Girls Club of Umpqua Valley. That's kind of a big task you have there, I think.
Yeah, it's really fun. The kids are so wonderful to work with. And at the Boys and Girls Club there, we provide a youth sports league for the county, which a lot of people I don't think fully understand. We provide basketball, volleyball, lacrosse, flag football for grades 3 through 6th. And that supports everybody from Drain, Elkton, Sutherland, Glide. They all come together to play in our league. We share space. We have a tournament at the end of each season. It's really a lot of fun and really good community outreach, and just love bringing everybody together through sport. That's my job as the athletics director, to bring people together through sport. And this league is a fantastic way to do so without having to travel outside the county, which I know a lot of people are a bit uncomfortable with at this point in the pandemic. So I think it's very important to continue to keep things like this healthy, not only for the youth, you know, physical health, but mental health right now, which is such an important thing.
Huge
in the world and in the community, and being more talked about, and that, you know, using sport to heal and using fitness as a way to treat, you know, different mental health issues that are coming to the surface due to the pandemic. So we are really excited.
We need our endorphins.
Yes.
And the kids need them. And we need to get back out. And we need to get doing things. And we need to go to games. I just shared that I was going to go watch my grandson finally play basketball this weekend. And so I'm super excited about that, because I didn't feel like, A, we could count on the games and the schedule because it was canceled because of this or that. There just wasn't really any stability to that. And so now to see, you know, the programs that you guys have already done, volleyball and stuff, and done that successfully without, you know, issues and stuff. So I think that it's nice to see that we're doing it and you can count on it again, which will bring spectators back and just bring the whole community together. I mean, what you're doing is one thing, but the trickle effect of positivity is just so much more than that. So I appreciate that you're out here in the community doing this and on the show today to talk about it. So when we touched base, basketball is coming up.
Yes, specifically basketball is the main reason we're here, and I'm here to chat with you guys. We have, as I previously mentioned, 3rd through 6th grade girls and boys basketball. Signups are still open. They're going to be open until January 7th. It is a $100 fee, jersey included. And that fee helps us, one, provide jerseys. And then we also use community members as referees, mainly high mm-hmm. school students. So we are also looking for additional referees. It's a great opportunity. It's a paid position. On the weekends, Saturdays are our game days, so a good way to earn a little cash on the side and
absolutely
get to hang out with the kids and have some fun. Even exercise, I mean, they're working as hard as the kids on the court.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You have to walk up and down or run up and down and back and forth and all of that. So if you are a fit, in shape, ready to get out there, running up and down the court, high schooler in any of those areas you mentioned, because you'd need high schoolers in all that, like Drain and anywhere would be great.
We do, yes. So if you're listening from an outlying district, come from anywhere. We'll provide information at the end here. Contact information for me. Fill out an application as long as you're 16 years or older. You can referee. And if you're not even 100% sure how to do it, we'll teach you.
Yeah. I was telling Jordan that my oldest son did that for a short time and made me go to Foot Locker and get one of those black and white outfits like they wear and his own whistle to be all official. He loved it. He took it really serious.
Oh, yeah. And they do it. And once you get in there and you get that black and white on and you get that whistle, you command the game. There's a level of respect there. And the kids learn from you as well. It's a really good kind of like mentorship program as well, just because you're a coach on the court as well. Those third graders are not even sure which basket is theirs sometimes, so there's a lot of directing going on right. the referee side, and it's such a joy to watch those high school kids interact with the little guys, and they look up to those kids. They see them on the big stage, you know, the big stage mm-hmm. of RHS or wherever their high school is. And, you know, that's a big deal to those kids to have those athletes working right. alongside them on the basketball court.
Right. To them, that's their celebrity because that's totally. Something that they can relate to. So,
yeah.
So come on, boys and girls in high school, and call Jordan when she gives you the information here at the end of the show, and come be a mentor. Come be these little elementary, I guess, and middle school, or the start of middle school, be their rock star, be their mentor, and be their superstar, and teach them right.
Yes.
Because that's another thing.
Yeah.
We want these kids, we're community proud. I always brag on Douglas County, Jordan, all the time on this show. So the
rightfully
listeners are
so.
Like, yeah, Shannon, here's one more time you're going to talk about how great we are. But I'm going to. So it's... We want our kids to develop and learn the game to the best of the ability, because as they continue on in our junior high and in our high school systems and our representation of our county, we want them to go out there and do the best they can and cheer them on and support them. And I think that a lot of people saw that with the high school football team this year doing really well. And, you know, a lot of attendance, it's like we get behind our teams, and good, bad, or indifferent. But it's always fun when you're out there taking in the wins left and right. So
yes,
let's teach them those fundamentals
definitely.
Now.
Yeah.
Get them good. I love it. My kids all went through the Boys and Girls Club, and it's crazy now because they're in their 30s. But
yeah.
It was something that we treasured and remembered. And, you know, you always do have to laugh when somebody runs the wrong way and puts it in there, because it's like, that's precious. That's a milestone.
Right. We've all been there.
But you just got to be there as a referee and just say, that's okay, good job, but honey, you need to go down here to
good
this
shot,
other end.
Wrong basket.
Yeah. So be a mentor, more of a mentor, honestly, than a referee in a way. So.
Yeah, for those little guys, definitely. And like I said, it's a paid position, so a little cash flow on the side.
And what about coaches, Jordan?
Yes, coaches. We are always so in need of coaches. We so love and respect our volunteer coaches at the Boys and Girls Club. Without them, the program doesn't run, you know, because if you don't have a coach to coach the team, unfortunately, we can't field teams if we don't have coaches. So it is a volunteer position at the club. Come in, fill out an application, and then clubs open Monday through Friday. You can come in, fill out that application, and then provide either proof of COVID-19 vaccine or exemptions. We are offering that as well. So whichever one works for you as a coach, we are accepting coaches from 3rd through 6th, boys and girls. We have availability. And even if you're kind of interested but not 100% sure you want to be a head coach, assistant coach is always an option as well. We give that option to coach in teams, and we've been really successful with that in the past. So if you're kind of hesitant, not really sure, still come on down. We can give you assistant coach, or if you don't have a team that you're specifically wanting to be attached to, that's always a good option as assistant coach as well.
What? How many kids on average are on a team?
A basketball team? We have about 10, just so that everybody gets as much playing time as possible, especially at that younger, where they're just trying to figure everything out and get their hands on that basketball. And
I was just wondering if for a coach purposes, like how many, how many cats are we hurting?
Yeah.
So about 10.
Yeah,
about 10. That's reasonable. Yeah. That's reasonable. Yeah, 5 on 5. Here we go. Good stuff. And are all the games played on Saturdays?
All the games are Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And as previously mentioned, we share facility usage with all of our outlying districts. So sometimes one grade level will be out in Glide. One could be in Sutherland. So there is a bit of travel, but again, still within the county. So it's not terribly far.
Well, I think sometimes for the kids, it's kind of exciting to get to go to different things, because it's like you're going into this gymnasium that you haven't been into, and it's like a high school gym, and it's a big it's the big show.
Yeah.
You know, just like we said, those mentors or those referees are, you know, they're celeb or they're superstar, you know, at the end because they've seen them on the court potentially. Or you go into the high school or something and it's like, oh, this is the big time. You know, we're getting to play on the big boys and the big girls court, and that's
with
pretty
all the
cool.
Bleachers up the side, and you get to sit where the players sit. The kid, it's really fun to watch them flourish as the season goes on.
And just, and again, you know, developing those skills and properly learning how to handle the ball and the rules and regulations is why the referees are there, and keep it fair and keep it fun. So that's exciting.
Yeah, well, we're all about fair and fun.
And so, Jordan, how long have you been here at the Boys and Girls Club?
At the Boys and Girls Club. Going on my third year.
Oh, that's exciting. So you've gone through the rough season with the COVID and all that.
We did. And, we made it almost all the way through our 2019 basketball season. We're scheduling the tournament and everything went dark. And so the kids almost had their turn. We had awards ordered and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was tough. The referees were equally as upset. They were calling and texting me like, well, what if we, you know, play one game at this gym and the other game at that gym try and spread it out. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, I wish. Thank you so much for, you know, your dedication and your commitment.
Right.
And they were equally as sad as the kids, if not more, because they watched these kids grow and play and taught them through the season. And then all of a sudden it was just over.
Right.
So everybody was just really heartbroken. So we are thrilled to have a basketball season this year.
And make it all the way through.
Make it all the way through and, you know, have our 7-week season, our full season, and get that year-end tournament that everybody loves so much. So
yeah. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Well, I had one other question for you. Okay. This isn't a question. I'm going to sneak back, and this is off topic, but the other thing that Jordan told me about, and Janice, I don't know if you're going to hear the show or not, or if you're listening, but you have a beautiful daughter that brought you, I mean, you guys are back here to raise your young with your village, correct?
Yes. Yes. We have a working on 3-month-old baby at home, Miss Madeline. We moved home because it takes a village and we needed our village. So here we are, and we love it.
And I love it. And I love that you have the heart for the community and your parents have always been so involved. And so for you to come back and be in a position like this to pay it forward to the community with, you know, the spirit that you have. I mean, the Boys and Girls Club got a gem with you. So
thank you.
That's really exciting. And I'm super happy you're back. And I'm super happy you're doing something like this with kids, because you are just a joy.
Thank you. It's been really fun to come full circle, for lack of a better term. I found my Boys and Girls Club sports pictures when I moved into my office at the club. Uh-huh. And they're hanging on my wall alongside the little tiny sports program basketball trophy my husband found in his attic.
That's excellent.
It's perfect.
Well, you know, it comes full circle.
It does.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right after this break. This is Shannon Sebastian on your Q, 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q, where we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating every single Thursday from 4 to 5. So, in the studio, I have another surprise coming up in a minute, but Jordan Steele here with the Boys and Girls Club of Umpqua Valley. Again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
Jordan,
for having me.
Yes, so exciting. This was fun. And we promised that we would give out your information so that people would know who to call. So if you're a referee, you want to call. If you're interested in coaching, you want to call. So,
yes.
Jordan, give the folks your details.
Give us a call. So our number down at the club is 541-440-9505. And we are located on Northeast Cedar Street near the DMV. Is a good little landmark to go by. And if you don't want to call, if you want to just stop on by on your lunch break, office is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And again, there is an application that they have to do.
There is an application, yep, and application background check.
And I just have to say, I want to say that I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that you mentioned that, and I'm grateful that you guys do that, because I feel like when we entrust our children, you know, to a coach or to something like that, that something has been done to make sure that, I mean, there's no guarantees in life, but that you guys are doing your due diligence. So
yes.
On that note, I just really want to say thank you, because it's just an extra level of protection and stuff that you guys are doing to make sure that our children are well taken care of.
Yeah, we take it very seriously who is influencing our children here at the club. So
yeah.
It's well, one way to do it.
and it should be, and I believe that. We implemented that when I got on the board many, many eons ago for Little League. They hadn't done that before, and I'm like, why are we not doing this? So very much. Thank you very much for being here, and appreciate it. And please, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you
let
so
me
much.
Know. We want to keep the community informed on what's going on at the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, definitely. We'll have plenty to talk about upcoming.
You have the open door invitation.
Thank you so much.
And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay. So also in the studio is, I'm really excited. This is kind of fun for me and poor Levi. He's going to have to deal with me this whole time. But this week and the next, let's see, Wednesday? Isn't it Wednesday your next show?
No, it's going to be tomorrow at Friday, and then there's Saturday twice because we're doing a matinee one and then an evening one, and then we're doing Sunday again.
But I need to introduce you.
You do need to do that.
So this is Levi Utsi, who is playing Buddy the Elf in the UACT theater production of Elf. And I'm going to see you Sunday, so I'm super excited. Like I told him before we came on air, I'm taking my daughter-in-law and grandson and my mother. So we're going to have three generations there watching you.
Nice.
So excited. We'll just be so excited. You're gonna do amazing, and I'm so excited. And I asked Levi the question you don't ask people, you know, their age, or at least you don't ask ladies their age. But he was so gracious. And I'm like, my children are all older than him. And my oldest, absolutely, this is his favorite movie of all time. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we have to go to the musical then, because I got to start the next generation outright. So
right.
No pressure, but you're starting out our next generation. So tell us, you came and you tried out for your play. Have you been in ones before, or give us a little background here?
I've got quite the background. I mentioned it before, but I'll do it again as best as I can. So the first like little musical that I did was back in elementary school when my family used to live like out in like the Springfield and Eugene area.
Oh.
And it was called Santa and His Christmas Dragon. And mm-hmm. The story itself, honestly, it's a terrible story. I thought it was the dumbest thing as a kid, but I got in it. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm in this now. And I get to wear my dinosaur boots. This is fun. Because I was the veterinarian. And then I didn't do anything after that. I went to middle school and all that there. And I got my first little taste of drama at the middle school I went to there, which was Briggs. And it's a cool little theater. It's just kind of...
Yes, like I've been
retro.
In that one, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I have, actually.
Oh, then you know exactly what it's like. It's like you're actually in like an old Greek theater where it's like the stage is just down
right,
on the bottom
right.
And everyone sits up higher than you, and you're just like, I gotta look down at them, but they gotta look up at me, but they're not supposed to look at me.
Right, it's definitely different, but it's a unique experience.
Yes, and then after that, we moved out here to Roseburg, and then I did Alice in Wonderland for 8th grade, and that was the Caterpillar. I blew bubbles, and I thought it was the funniest thing, and I had like my short 5 minutes of fame there. And then throughout high school, I did not do anything. It was just choir, and I did drama, art stuff. I'm basically just the biggest artsy mathlete nerd you could imagine.
Oh, you said my magic word, nerd.
Nerd.
Yeah, we're instantly connected forever now.
Heck yes. And then I did my first UAC show in my either junior or senior year, and that was when we did Adam's Family, and I loved it. And then after that, we did Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and then I did Fading Gray and Don't Eat the Meatloaf, which were both written and directed by Martin Folos, who's on the board. He's great. I love him. And now here we are with Elf.
So this, I mean, these are kind of big shoes. I'm not going to say, like, I mean.
I mean, the shoes I have to wear are pretty big.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, pretty big.
I have to wear pretty big shoes now.
But my thought process with that is, like, I read somewhere that you had talked about, you know, here's you, and then here's, I'm going to go say Will Ferrell out here, you know, on this movie, mm-hmm. and then here's this musical part. And so how did you find your connection to Buddy?
I mean, it's kind of funny because I found connection to Buddy more through, like, the Will Ferrell version, but, like, Melody Schwegel says that I've created him in my own way, where I've made him kind of awkward, childish, very relatable in some aspects, because I'm, like, you know, constantly happy all the time,
mm-hmm.
one of the songs, and then I kind of just slowly break down. I won't spoil as to why, but if you've seen the movie, you'll probably know why. And then it's just kind of growing back into that point where it's just like, oh, he can be human, and he is still very cartoony, because I like to just open myself out, be mm-hmm. bendy and awkward as I already am, so it's just perfect for me.
So you're like, okay, this part is me. Like, nobody has a chance. This is going to be mine in here. Yeah.
Literally just me. Like, the whole little bit where I ask Jovi out on a date, that's literally just me before I actually started dating again. I'm just like, do you want to go to a restaurant? Yeah. Sure.
Eat food.
Eat food.
Oh, that's too funny. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just... you know, the thing I love about UACT is that we are a smaller community,
mm-hmm.
and but we're still have that appreciation for the arts. We still get to experience that. I mean, you brought up The Little Mermaid. You brought up The Lion King. I mean, those were so hugely rave reviews. Oh, like, yeah. Good luck getting a seat. Good luck getting a ticket. Like, I mean, it was just a big deal. And so I'm, for one, so grateful that we have this opportunity and that you guys put in the hours that you do. I know there's so much that goes into it, and with costuming and with set designs and all of this. And a lot of the people that are in the play are also doing 3 to 4 different tasks as a crew member, you know, kind of knowing that life a little bit. And just thank you for that. Thank you from the community that you guys are putting this on. And I did... you know, talk with when I called in the other day and was chatting about it, I said, well, it's Melody.
Yeah.
I said, are you the Melody? Like, you're the Melody? Like, the Melody on the phone, is the Melody
you
producing
the
it?
Mel?
Yeah. And she said, yes. And I had told her the same thing, you know, thank you so much. And, mm-hmm. and what a great job. And this is super exciting. And, you know, like I'm sharing with you, or did share with you, it's like, I'm bringing a next generation into it. And so you never know what you guys are doing, who that's inspiring.
Right.
And I can tell you, with my involvement with Miss Douglas County through the years, there's a lot of kids that have gone to these things who then end up in them later on and end up not even knowing
mm-hmm.
that they were really talented, honestly, as talented as they were. But you guys make it such a wonderful, safe space in these environments that I just think it's so great. And so I'm really excited. I'm very, very excited for this weekend.
Yeah.
And so how many shows have you already had?
So
you guys are kind of halfway through. Is that about
halfway
right?
Halfway through, yeah. Because okay. we did like a little like first come, first serve kind of thing for like the early access members, and then for first responders. And then we did our sponsor night. And then we did the first opening show on Thursday last week. So that's already like 5-6 shows already, and I'm probably doing the math wrong, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's right.
That's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Right.
We're going to say approximately.
Approximately.
And we're not holding you to anything. Like
oh, thank God.
So tell us about like other castmates, or I mean, how's it been for you with getting? Did you meet any new people through doing it since you've been in it a little while?
I mean, it's more just like a lot of like the old faces that I've seen throughout old shows, like Jack Cannaday, Amy Cannaday. I love them both. They're so talented and they're just so open and loving, and they love to give me rides home because it's great. I have a free chauffeurs.
Well, that's very kind of them.
Yes.
So huge shout out to them. Thank you.
Huge shout out to them. And then Jenna Gillespie, who plays Joey, I love her. She's the nicest person I could meet. And then, you know, going to see her at like Sunnyside Theater, that one little bar,
mm-hmm.
like down the road from here. It's just a fun little experience. And Max and them, they're great. I love them. Chris Davidson, who plays my dad, I did not really know him. I knew that he was sometimes a stagehand. Sometimes he did do the acting for UACT. Because originally, the guy who was going to play my dad was Bob Moreland, but he had to step down because of personal reasons. And then, you know, Chris shows up and he makes the drive. I kid you not. He makes the drive from Salem to here.
What?
Like, yeah.
That is commitment.
I know. I'm like, I would probably die halfway through doing that.
Well, we'll have to tell him thank you or give him an extra applause on Sunday when I come.
We all give him like a big old pat on the back and a hug, and we all have a fun time with him. Everyone's just great. I love them all.
Well, on that note, I'm going to ask you a little few more questions when we come back here, but let's go to break. We'll be back in just a second or two here on Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Be right back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Okay, this happens all the time with me. I'm chatting, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be back on the radio.
It's totally fine.
Levi and I are having a good time. Welcome back. This is Your Cue, where we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating, thanks to Premier Insurance. So, Levi, thank you for being here again today.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is fun.
It's having a time, you know.
I feel like we should have already known each other in our lives, so this feels really natural. So, thank you for hanging with me.
Heck yeah.
So, one of the things I wanted to get out, which we talked about during the break, was when I called in, I was talking about how many people and tickets you guys are selling.
Mm-hmm.
And when, let's see, and this was a couple days ago, that the Sunday show, which I'm going to, 2:00, everybody come out and hang out with Shannon. I would love for that show to be sold out, and I think we're pretty close already. So
close.
It would be really cool to end it on a sold out show.
Heck
so
yeah.
Everybody, if you haven't bought your tickets and you want to come see Elf and Levi here wow us with his skills and the cast, the amazing cast, get online and buy your tickets. So I think I went to UAC.com or something, and it said buy tickets now for the show. So go there, buy a ticket. You've got, let's see, today's Thursday. So Friday, two shows.
Saturday.
On Saturday, and then just the one, the 2:00 on Sunday.
Yep.
So first goal in life is sell out Sunday, because I, just putting everybody on notice, told Levi that, you know, there's this part in the movie, anyway, I don't know because I haven't seen the play yet, where we have to sing loud for Christmas cheer. So I'm like, oh, you just wait till Sunday, buddy. I'm bringing it.
Oh, if only, if only.
So if you want to come watch me make a fool of myself on Sunday at 2:00, come on out. But you have to buy a ticket for it.
Got to.
And it'd be great if everything sold out. I mean, you guys deserve it. You're putting in the hours, so we need to get the people in the seats to enjoy the show, and also to ensure that, you know, this can continue on.
Right.
I mean, this is really important. Mm-hmm. So, being that you had been in theater younger on, I mean, can you tell us how that was for you, for like as a kid, like how it helped you or gave you an outlet, or what was theater for you?
I'd say theater, like later, like in middle school and high school, was more of just an escape for me and my insane imagination, like back then. Because right now, it's kind of just bland. I have video games, movies, comedy, all trapped in my head. And it's just like, I can draw something. Mm-hmm. Draw a smiley face. Smiley face. Blah, blah, blah. I can talk today. I even had coffee.
So I have a question for you, because we have just met today, right. Even though we're kindred spirits now.
Yes.
So, your hair color.
Yes.
Did you have to color it for the show?
Yep.
You did.
Well, so they gave me the option. It's either, like, they were like this. So they asked me if I had any kind of problems with, like, costuming, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I said, wig. And they're like, why a wig? And I'm like, well, if I'm Buddy the Elf, mm-hmm. I'm going to be bouncing around running your... like a kid in a candy store, and I'm worried, like, even if I had, like, a wig cap or something, it's going to fall off. So, like, would you be fine dyeing your hair? And I'm like, heck yes, because I've always wanted to dye my hair. Just not this.
This just wouldn't have been your number one choice.
No, no, no. This probably would have been, like, number 20-something.
Way low. Okay. So, once you're done, you're going back.
I'm going back to my normal dark brown hair. Dark brown hair.
See, we didn't meet, but I was like, didn't meet. Right. He's got red hair. Like, that's a good ringer for the part. So, too funny. So, how long have you guys been preparing for the show? When did auditions happen?
Auditions happened, I think, back late October, maybe mid-October. It's been a minute since I've even thought about auditions.
And what did you have to do?
It's mainly just, you fill out your normal, like, sheet, you turn it in, and then you just... kind of plop down and wait in the audience, essentially. And then they'll call up your name, and then I got called up. And then they asked me, like, how I'm doing, because it's been a while since they've seen me and all that. I'm like, I'm doing fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm just tired and, you know, nervous, because everyone gets nervous, even me. Mm-hmm. I may be a seasoned, like, you know, actor.
You've done something before.
I've done something before, but it's still nerve-wracking, and it's fun to get it out. And then, you know, they're like, okay, do you have a song prepared? And I said, yes. Well, what do you want to do? And I said, Love of My Life by Queen. Because
that's so Christmassy.
It's so Christmassy. And, you know, Freddie Mercury, he is the true embodiment of Christmas with the wife beater shirt and everything.
You just went way out there with that.
I did.
But anyway, I was told that you were just, it was just obvious that it was you when you did your audition. So that's why I was curious what you did. And now that I know, I'm like, wow, that's not, I just really expected... for you to be very
bubbly,
elfy.
Elfish. I'm told by my mother, like, no matter what, I'm part elf, because I work at Starbucks, and most of the drinks and stuff that I get, they're basically just diabetes in a cup, essentially.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I don't, like I said, I drank a coffee, but that was actually a lie. I don't drink coffee because I can't get around it. If it's got espresso in there, no.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a frap, yes, it's got frap roast, and yes, it has coffee, but it's down by all the base flavor and everything.
It's like 5% of the sugar. 95 sugar.
Yeah. It's great.
That's like, I used to have a really bad problem with salt.
Oh.
I still like it.
Right.
But I'm really good about it now, so I'm, for the most part. And so sometimes people would say, you know, are you going to have some mashed potatoes with your salt or something like that, or whatever I was eating that I put way too much on. So I get you. You're like, I'm a tiny bit of coffee and a whole lot of sugar. So that is very elfy.
Yeah.
How about maple syrup?
I've done it. I did it at home.
Get out.
Had maple syrup with spaghetti. It's not that bad. I'm not going
to
lie.
Did you try it just to get...
We tried it because...
Get your buddy on or
we
what?
Wanted to do it to get the buddy on, but Mel also asked me if I'd be totally okay eating spaghetti on stage with maple syrup.
Gross.
And I said, yes, because I got to be in character. Once I'm on that stage, Levi does not exist. It's Buddy.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready. Like, great. Sunday cannot come soon enough, everybody. Come join me Sunday.
Yes.
You're going to be like, oh gosh, I got to go out Sunday. And now I know that crazy lady from the radio is out there.
And some random 21-year-old is just out there looking in the bushes. You're going to come to the show?
I'm coming with grandkids and all kinds of stuff. So it'll be great. But I'm excited. So I had a question, and then we started giggling about something else and the maple syrup. So
maple syrup.
Now I have to pay attention that you're and know that you're actually eating spaghetti with maple syrup on it today. That's kind of gross.
It's not that gross. It really isn't. It kind of like melts it like through, so you don't even taste the syrup itself. You get like that tiny little hint, and then it's just gone.
I'm going to take your word for that because I'm not going to try it. My grandson might ask, so I'll have to step up my game if he does, because, you know, whatever the grandkids want, they get. That's just how life is. So, again, I want to reiterate that this is limited seating, for one. Two, you guys have quite a few tickets sold, so people really do need to get out there. You know, what time is tomorrow night's show at?
Tomorrow night's show will start at 7. It should end by maybe 9:45-ish, maybe 9:50, depending on how long, you know, certain scene changes or intermission takes. Because a lot of people in that theater, they'll tend to push it out like maybe 3 or 4 extra minutes, because that's what happened on Sunday. And we're like, is intermission done?
We're ready to go.
Oh, there's a lot of elderly people like getting in and we're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then there's also a lot of kids still coming out of the bathroom. That also makes sense.
I think that one of the things, too, I'd want to make sure to know is that it really states on the website and with the tickets, or at least on my ticket, I remember, that they want you to be there before the show starts, because you will have to wait till a certain segment to go in if you don't. They're not going to just be open and closing doors during the performance, which is very respectful. And so if you're going to get there early, get in, enjoy it, enjoy your time together. Sell out Sunday, come hang with me. It'll be fun. We can sing for Christmas cheer. I'm all about it. And for anybody that knows me, I can sing. I can sing like crazy.
Oh.
Just not well.
I mean, how do you think I started out? I honestly was just like the normal kid that would just jam out in the car.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me. But I actually remember this now vividly. Whenever I'd pick up my old friend Cyrus to go to like school and all that, because we went to the same middle school and elementary school for a couple of years. We'd pick him up and he asked like if we could like listen to the music in the car. My mom would like plug in her phone in the aux cord and we'd listen to like Maroon 5 and all that. And I'd be jamming out to like songs about Jane, because that's the best one. Oh, I love it.
I love it.
I'm Adam a sad Levine. Singer. Mm. I like sad songs like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, Levi, you sound really good. You like match them perfectly. I'm like, thanks.
That is a huge compliment. And a lot of my friends listen and they know me and my kids and stuff like that. I love Adam Levine. I'm not even going to lie. So now you're telling me, Levi, you're playing Buddy the Elf. Love him. You're singing in the car like Adam Levine. I don't know how we haven't connected lives again. I'm just going to say that, because this is just meant to be for us to meet today. And now I'm going to come to the show on Sunday. Yeah. And we're going to sell out. And we're going to have a great time. And just really, really encourage people. This is how community can support community. Mm-hmm. So we have community people in the show, helping with the show, the set. It's a Jacoby Theater at UCC. It's our community college. And so go buy your tickets. Go to UACT. Pick which show works best for you. And the cast, I'm sure, would love to see you there.
Yeah.
They've put in the hours. They've put in the work. So come on out and see what they're doing. And that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to touch on, we touched on this on break, we didn't talk about it on air here, is the next show coming up, I think is in March, is Puffs, which is a little wizardy fun.
Yes.
And so if you're not able to make this, please go on the UX show and look at what they have that's upcoming and find something that might be interesting to you. So I know they are not going off of quotes Harry Potter or whatever. Right. I don't know what I can or can't say, so they can't get in trouble for whatever I do say. But it is about the wizarding world. So if you're a Harry Potter head or you are into the wizarding world, you should be excited for also what's coming up here in March. So, and again, that's thanks to UACT, and one of my friend's daughters is directing that, Ashley Chitwood. So excited to go see that too. And Just really grateful that we have this here, but we're going to take a break. I talk too long again. That's what I do.
It happens.
We'll be back in just a moment with your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your cue. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and I am in the studio with Levi Yutzi, who is a.k.a. Buddy the Elf.
That's
from
me.
The Elf musical. And so Buddy has been so kind. He's going to hang around here with me for the last few minutes while we talk about a few things and some housekeeping stuff for me. And because I said I can't let you out here without asking one question, and I'm not going to say what that is. I'm going to tease everybody till the end. But if you know Elf, you know the question. So next week on the show, I am really excited because our show is sponsored by Premier Insurance. And the agency owner, Alan Painter. And I am excited because, you know, your coworkers, you're with them more than you are with your family, right? I mean, we're there 8 to 10 hours a day, and I see my husband maybe 2 or 3 a night. So on average, I'm with my coworkers twice as much. So anyway, I'm excited because begrudgingly, I'm dragging them in here one by one, and I get to introduce you to my Premier Insurance family, and I'm really excited about that because without the agency, without Alan, really wanting to support the community and get something out here on the radio that's talking about all the positive and wonderful things that we're doing in the community, we wouldn't have this show. So your cue is really special because it's celebrating, uplifting, and educating. And it's also because it's all, you know, C could be for community. Mm-hmm. It could be for caring. It could be a lot of things. You for understanding and uniting. And so we could take the CUE and change the celebrating, uplifting, and educating to a multitudes of things. But ultimately, this show is about positivity, and it's about giving back to the community. And here's one of the things that I challenge you to do. I challenge you to send us an email or to call. Actually, just call Premier Insurance and call our office if you want and ask for me. But I want to have you let us know what you want to hear, or if you have something great, or if you have a nonprofit out there that could really use some light shed on it and uplifted or put out in the universe, or if you're having a hard time like getting the word out, let us know. That's what we're here for. That's what the show's about. We're insurance on the show a small amount of the time, and we're about community 100% of the time. So please, and our number at Premier Insurance is 541-672-9414. Call and ask for Shannon. Email us. You can do that at your cue. Actually, I'm just going to have you just give us a call. And or email me at shannon@prmrins.com. And that way, you know, it's going to directly go to me, or you'll directly get a message and get back to you. And let us know, you know, what you would like to get out on the show, what you'd like to hear on the show, anything like that. It would really be appreciative because this show is for you and your input is invaluable. And we're going to be tweaking things a little bit, I think, moving forward in the future. And so, but it really does, I just want to say, it really does depend on how much you guys are helping us out by letting us know and letting us know how we can help, because that's what we're here for. So just like you act and just like the Boys and Girls Club, we're just here to help let people know what's going on out in the community and try to do that in a positive, wonderful, kind way and just spread light. So that honestly makes me almost sound like, you know, the best way to spread Christmas cheer, you know.
You know, singing loud for all to hear, and also sharing it on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter if you have a Twitter here in Roseburg, because I doubt anyone does.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, that's because you're, you know, from the North Pole.
Okay.
So, really, it is. It's like sharing and spreading the word on good, positive things. If there's something that you're like, this is really cool, people should know about it, mm-hmm. put it out there in the universe and call us and let us know about it, because that's what we really want to do, and we really want to provoke positive change mm-hmm. and inspirational things and, you know, just get us back on track, America.
Right.
Let's do it. Do fun stuff. And a good way to start out to do that is, if you are listening, buy a ticket. I want them to tell me we sold out Sunday. I want to turn around. I want people to sing with me. I really am hoping not to stand up and sing, but I might do it just because I said it. And so if anybody has ever watched the movie Elf, which has Will Ferrell in it, but I think, Levi, you're going to come in and smoke this. I think you're just going to do an awesome job. No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever.
One of the most funniest questions he asks in the movie, I think, is when he answers the phone and he says, what does he say?
What is your favorite color?
It's like, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Yeah. So, Levi, what is your favorite color?
I've got a lot of favorite colors.
You get one.
I get one? Oh, geez. I like shades of like dark blue and like dark green, because I just like darker tones essentially. Like, so, if you look at me right now, I'm just wearing gray, black, gray, white.
It's good.
It's all good.
So now you've got our Buddy the Elf's favorite colors. Anyway, come out and see them this weekend, Friday, two shows on Saturday, one on Sunday at 2:00, which I'm going to be at. Come join me, Douglas County. And next week, join us on Your Cue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN, when I get to introduce you to my premier insurance family. Stay tuned for that, because we're known for being a little crazy sometimes. Have a wonderful day.